Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Allison. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
So happy to have you both. So tell us what you've been up to. Yeah.
Lately, we just got back from Allison's parents where we moved a 16-foot shuffleboard table, which was no easy feat.
I didn't help much, but it looked heavy. But yeah, just bigger than that, we've just been working on like She Gets the Girl promo stuff.
Release coming up, yeah.
Yeah, I just turned in the second draft of my solo book that's coming out in 2023. It's called Forget Me Not.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
It's real good.
I can imagine. So for those who are not familiar, how do you two meet? And like, you know, tell us about your relationship before writing, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. So we took a class at Pitt with Siobhan Vivian, who is a YA author. Mm-hmm. And it was called Writing Youth Lit. And it was like two sections, mm-hmm. Two consecutive semesters. And we actually didn't like talk at all during that time.
We were in separate like workshop groups, mm-hmm. But like we were always like kind of facing opposite directions, but right next to each other.
Yeah, we were really like, and yeah, then
I was invited to a party at Allison's house a little bit after the second semester of that class, and we became really close really fast over the course of about a month.
Yeah,
and yeah. The rest is kind of history.
I was gonna say the rest is history. So yeah. I love that you meet a writing workshop and then you end up writing together. So
what's the process
of writing this book together?
Yeah, it was definitely a real dream come true.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was the story, at least the first like sort of version we wrote of it, it a little more closely followed like how we actually mm-hmm. met. So that was really fun to like kind of rehash all that while we were coming up with the outline.
Yeah, just kind of relive all of those old memories.
Yeah.
And then we had actually Siobhan Vivian, who was our teacher, the class that we met in. We like kind of sent it to her. We were like, how's this sound? Like, is this any good? Do you think like we actually have something here? And she was like, it's too boring. It's always great to hear about your own personal life, but no, it was good. So we obviously made the story a little bit more interesting and had, I think, a lot of fun doing that and building out the characters and their lives.
We made the characters butt heads a lot more than we never butt heads in the beginning. We were just like friends right off the bat, but that helped the story a lot, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this. And yeah, like, you know, your personal life is too boring. And yeah, the reality is about your book is like, we need to hide in the conflict. We need the drama. We need the tea. We need something.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Instead of just like us like walking around and like eating froyo and just like hanging out and falling in love, which I thought it was a good story.
It's definitely a lot more juicy now, though.
Definitely.
So speaking of the book, tell us about She Gets a Girl. What is the book all about?
Yeah, She Gets the Girl is a lesbian romantic comedy about two girls teaming up to help one another get the respective girls of their dreams and falling in love with each other instead.
It's set during freshman year of college. It's got enemies to allies to lovers. It's very slow burn, I would say.
I agree.
A ton of banter. And we also did slip a couple of like more serious topics in there. Alcoholism and internalized racism.
But I feel like at its heart, we really wanted to kind of capture that like 90s, 2000s, like classic rom-com feel. And that was really like our intention. And we grew up on that. So we just definitely wanted just like a sapphic book with that vibe.
Yeah. Also like their sexuality is never at the center of the story. Like there's no homophobia. Mm-hmm. No one's coming out of the closet or stuck in the closet. It really is just like a love story.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I love that you're bringing joy. And you bring in like a non-issue, like it's just, it is what it is, you know, So that's amazing. I love rom-coms, and 90s rom-coms are the best. You know?
Definitely. Definitely.
Something you said, 1999 and 2000 are a great year for rom-coms. So.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I always go back to those ones. Yeah.
So, what are you working next? So Allison, you mentioned you have a book coming out in 2023, and Rachel, what are you working on?
I have nothing announced as of now. So nothing to talk about just yet, but I am, I'm working.
Sounds good. You're writing your words. It's all good.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And so what are you currently reading?
I haven't started it yet, but I just got, The Silent Patient by, oh gosh, don't make me say
Alex Nicolides, I think it
Thank
is.
Thank you. Yes.
There we go. Perfect.
Yeah. We did a Instagram live and I was reading Verity by Colleen Hoover at the time. Yep. And somebody suggested that I read this next. So
yeah,
I'm very excited.
Yeah. And I'm currently reading Legends and Lattes by Travis Baldry. I really love just like fantasy books. I think I'm a huge fan of reading them. I haven't written any yet, and I'm not sure if I will, but it's just cozy and low stakes, high fantasy, which is one of my favorite things. It's about like this orc that wants to quit their barbarian business to open up a coffee shop. And it's just, it's got great vibes. The cast of characters is great. There's a sapphic romance, and I'm having just such a blast reading it.
I love this. And a coffee shop and a fantasy novel.
I know. It's so good. And yeah, I totally recommend it. It has the best vibes and it's so cool when like everybody's trying their like little lattes for the first time. I like actually just like kept going to the coffee shop like last week because I was reading it.
Oh my gosh. That just makes me crave some coffee shop time. So
thank you. I hear you.
Awesome. Do you have any books you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yeah. So the book I always recommend is The Miseducation of Cameron Post by Emily Danforth. That is my favorite book of all time. I would say like it definitely has the best first chapter I've ever read.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. And I know you would agree.
Oh, such good writing.
Yeah.
Such impeccable writing.
That was the first like lesbian, I think, book I've ever read. Mm. Yeah. All right. And it was pretty late. Like I read it maybe my junior year of college.
Oh wow.
Yeah, no, sophomore year. But yeah, that would be my first recommendation.
That's cool. I feel like I always talk about this book more than any of my own books, but We Are Okay by Nina LaCour, such a huge fan. Also just got a new paperback release along with a bunch of other Nina LaCour books, so I am waiting for my stack of new covers to arrive. But yeah, I'm just a huge fan of also quiet books. You know, I think maybe that's why I also love Legends and Latte so much. I really like quiet books, and it's essentially just like a girl in her dorm room watching the snowfall and drinking tea and, you know, healing from grief and processing heartbreak. And it's one of my favorite books for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mentioned Verity by Colleen Hoover earlier.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend that. I really like thrillers and like darker books, and it definitely had a couple scenes that like gave me the creeps.
I love it. Yeah, that book is just like crazy, crazy banana crazy. I don't know. Yeah. Turn the twist and the stuff, and you're like, what am I reading?
Yeah. I really liked it.
So if you like some thrillers, you should look at Alex Feeney. She does write some twisty, some messed up books, you know.
I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah.
Scrawling the name.
Yeah, she has like, I think Sometimes a Lie is another one. Similar vibe. It came out before Verity, I think. Just an interesting, she's in a coma. So okay.
Yeah, similar.
Similar vibe. Yeah.
Cool. I'll check it out. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, tell us where we can find you both online.
You can find me at Rachel Lippincott on Instagram, at RCHLLIPP on Twitter. And you can find the both of us on TikTok at Allison and Rachel.
And I am just on Instagram and our TikTok. My Instagram handle is at Who Is Allison Anyway.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah.
This is a lot of fun. Yeah. Definitely. Allison has a new recommendation. So
yeah,
I know she's excited about that.
To get it ordered.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libra FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add LibreFM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. LibreFM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for LibreFM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.